Marvel fans, and welcome to What's New in Marvel Unlimited, where we take a look at the comics new to the Marvel Unlimited app. As always, there's a great selection of interesting stuff to take a look at. We've done our reading, and now we're here to help you navigate the vast chronicles of comics within the Marvel Unlimited app.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of What's New in Marvel Unlimited. How's it going, Sienna?
Oh, pretty good.
It's been a week or two.
Yeah.
So, Sienna's been busy being a star and
everything. Yeah.
So, she's had some stuff going on. Took a couple weeks off. But we are happy to be back and ready to talk comics here. This week, some interesting stuff came out on Marvel Unlimited, and we're excited to get a chance to talk a little bit about it. Before we do that, again, just to sort of to make sure that we get a chance to talk about this, we did get our final information about C2E2, and so we will be there on Saturday, the second day of the convention, 10:30 in the morning. We will be doing our presentation on digital comics. We'll have the actual room and all the other information in the show notes. And we'll also have that for you again as we get closer to the time. But so excited about that, starting to get things put together, starting to look at different options for sort of the future of digital comics and where Marvel Unlimited might be going. So going to be excited to see kind of what we find and what you're interested in talking about on that, Sienna.
Yeah.
So
be there or be square.
Absolutely. Or, don't be in Chicago, in which case it might be difficult to not be there. So such is the way. But anyhow, bunch of stuff this week. There are 21 new items as of Wednesday that came out, and we've read through a number of them. Five of them are sort of our normal Infinity comics, although one of them's a little bit different. I did notice that Marvel's Voices appears to have a new storyline beginning. So this is one of those jumping on points, and it's a jumping on point for the Infinity comics, which we don't see that often. So this is a new sort of Taskmaster story that is starting in the Infinity comics. I read through this one. It was kind of fun. I am liking it. So interesting stuff. I didn't know, because we haven't been reading the Infinity stuff for that long, I didn't know that they did this sort of thing, just sort of starting up completely new storyline.
They do that in the Spider-Man one.
But it's all with Spider-Man.
Is this just different characters?
Yeah, it looks like they've just changed to a different character, because I don't think Taskmaster and Captain America were necessarily the focus of this before.
Yeah, but I guess it's different Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was Spider-Boy, and there's Spider-Man, and there's...
Oh, so it did, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So, in any case...
the Spider-Boy one from last week, I read, and he had a Taskmaster that he was fighting. I'm pretty sure that's who it was.
All right.
Well, yeah.
There you go. So, in any case, nice jumping on point, some interesting stuff. There's also an It's Jeff, which always is a cause for celebration for people. They get a chance to see a little bit of Jeff again. So, outside of that, we've got one reprint comic that was brought in, essentially an old giant size Superstars, sort of a Fantastic Four reprint comic. And then one of the 14 or 15 regular comics is actually a Marvel superhero Secret Wars. And what I love about this comic that just makes me laugh is when it says when this book is set, there's actually a little sort of blurb at the very bottom. I had to go and copy it down here. And it says that this book is set... Editor's note, this story takes place between panels 4 and 5 on page 36 of Marvel's Superhero Secret Wars 1984, number 12.
What? This is like, is there like time between them and then this is when that happens?
Evidently, they dropped this as an old story that expands on a story that was originally published in 1984, and it's set between panels 5 and 6 of page, or between panels 4 and 5 of page 36.
Wow.
So, that's pretty specific.
That's kind of crazy.
Anyways, so if you're reading current Marvel stuff, you don't really have to worry about that one, but it is out there. And then there's a bunch of other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are Marvel Universe things. There's also a Predator versus Wolverine. We've got a couple of other...
There's two Star Wars ones.
Yep.
Mandalorian and Dark Droids, which ended, you said?
Yep, that's the last of sort of the big Dark Droids attack of
it's
the
going
droids
on forever.
Type of thing that's gone on for about 3-4 months. So, if you've been waiting to read those, now would be the time. It was actually a really interesting story. It's something that if you didn't actually start in on it until it was over, you've got a lot of reading to do, because it's like 20 or 30 comic books. But if you enjoy Star Wars, it's definitely an interesting story, and it ties together. There's a lot of the parts that you don't necessarily need to read to get the main storyline. So you can also probably just read through some of the, like the Dark Droids title and its spinoff, and you'd get most of it. But I like some of the Lando Calrissian stuff and a few of the other tie-ins with other things. So I think it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know. I didn't read it.
Yeah, well, it's a Star Wars thing. So.
Mm-hmm.
But so, which books did you read this week?
I read Avengers Inc. and She-Hulk and Black Panther and Captain Marvel and Carnage, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. I think I read most of those, and then also took a look at Ghost Rider, took a look at Timeless. Timeless I already actually had already. That was a Moon Knight tie-in, so I bought that one when it was on the actual shelves. But I actually think there was a lot of interesting stuff this week. So
mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and just pick one of them to talk about. Not necessarily a favorite, but you got Avengers Incorporated there. What did you think of Avengers Inc. this week?
I think it's interesting because the story of it is kind of, like, not weird, but it's interesting because they keep bringing in, like, different people. Like, characters you don't see that much of. Mm-hmm. Like, the Wasp, and, like, now Moon Knight is part of it.
Yep.
And also, I mean, you would know this if you had been reading it, like, the past few weeks, but, like, Henry Pym is evil for some reason?
Henry Pym's always been sort of...
Yeah, but, like, he's actually... He's kind of crazy.
But he's not evil because he's got a reason behind it.
Yeah, like, he's trying to be good, but he's, yeah. Like, going
So we don't
crazy.
Want to say too much because it gives away... There's a big... The big plot twist. It's kind of twisty. But we did see Hank Pym all the way back in the first episode of this. And now we see why he's there, and we see what his plan is, and we see what he's worried about. And we also start to get a better idea of... sort of why some of the other characters are there and what's going on. So if you're an old school Avengers fan, this is probably going to be something you're not too surprised about with some of the stuff, but it's still cool twists. And I was somewhat surprised that it took the turn it did. I'm afraid there's a number of things that, having not read mid-1960s Avengers comics, you might not actually quite know what the heck's going on with some of the stuff there.
I don't really know a lot of stuff that's going on ever.
But it was still fun, right?
Yeah, I understood
made
what
sense
was happening.
And it was cool. So I think it was a book that it gives some extra sort of cool context to folks who've been reading a long time. But Avengers Inc. is probably just a fun book for anybody that wants a good detective/superhero story.
So. Mm-hmm.
It's actually, I think it's probably my favorite book of the week. I really liked this issue of Avengers Inc. And when we get to the favorite panel of the week, we'll talk a little bit about that. That it had a nice zinger in there. What else did you read?
Well, I read Captain Marvel.
Okay.
I think this one, it wasn't as memorable as some of the other ones.
No, it was a little bit weird.
Yeah, it was kind of like, I mean, Doctor Strange was in it. But like, it was literally just... She was in Doctor Strange's house, and then she got caught, and then they were like, oh, we have a way to fix the thing.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, they went in, and they hung out, and sort of fought a dragon, and then, which apparently was just one of his, like, he had the dragon hidden in a book, and the girl who was in there opened the book she shouldn't have. So it wasn't even like it was his house warning system
yeah.
or something. She just... You don't wander around and mess with things in Doctor Strange's house, evidently. But I liked the art in it. I think it was a fun, quick-paced book. But yeah, not a lot really happened so much. So it was kind of a placeholder issue in a lot of ways. And how about Black Panther?
Did I was just going to say, yeah. I was kind of concerned because I was like, I don't know if I read the last one, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I keep forgetting, like, what exactly happened, especially in, like, the longer series ones. I'm like, okay, what happened, like, 15 issues ago? I don't remember.
He's busy hiding.
So. Yeah, he's hiding as this other guy, and now he's, like, working for the girl who, her or dad. With,
anyways, I do think that this issue has actually, the plot has gotten so complex that this one's actually a little bit hard to follow right now, especially with the fact that Black Panther himself is playing, like, two or three different characters. And then at the end of this one, now we've got another guest star who comes in who's an X-Men character. There's just a lot of moving parts in this, and I may have to go back and read it all from the beginning once the storyline is done.
Yeah.
Because to be quite frank, I couldn't keep track of everything that was going on.
Because I was like, I kind of understood what was happening, but I didn't remember what had happened before. So I was like, I don't really remember who the villain is. And, like, why they're doing anything.
Yeah, I think it might just be overly complex, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, the art's cool, though.
The art is cool, and I like the fact that as he moves out into other regions of Wakanda, you're seeing different sorts of technologies and different sorts of cultures. So, like, the place he's at right now has an awful lot of sort of, like, cyber tech and almost, like, you know, people, everybody has these crazy implants.
That's what I was just going to say. Like, his disguise, he has, like a robot eye and stuff. So it's, like, normal. Because, obviously, if he was trying to fit in and he had a robotic eye and that wasn't normal, he wouldn't do that.
Yep, exactly.
So it has to be normal there.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But it is interesting, sort of, like cyberpunk type of storytelling.
And then the other two I read were Carnage and She-Hulk.
What did you think of Carnage?
Carnage, I like it. I think it's interesting, but I also like true crime stuff. So, like, the fact that he's, like, serial killing and, like, that kind of thing is interesting. Mm-hmm. It also kind of reminds me, I mean, it's not really the same, at all. But it's, like, in the show Hannibal, they, like, have these, like, really intricate, like, complex murders, and it kind of reminds me of that with the way he's, like, the one where he, put the guy, the billionaire, like, in a tank in the middle of the street and, like, killed him in front of everyone, and they thought it was a show, but it really wasn't, like, he was actually dying, and I was like, that reminds me of some of, like, the just, like, crime shows and stuff that I like, but
you're gonna have different taste in
it's really cool, though.
Carnage is an interesting book. I think it's a little over the top for me, just in terms of the murderiness.
But, yeah.
You
know. Yeah.
But you liked that one?
Mm-hmm.
I did not, like I said, I kind of skimmed it. So I was not as enamored of it, obviously. Sensational She-Hulk?
Those ones are always good. They're kind of, this one had more action in it, but it also was kind of like, I think all of the She-Hulk ones kind of just don't have a lot going on.
They move really quickly. It feels like it takes about 5 minutes to read one of these.
Yeah.
And mostly, yeah, it's like people hanging around having a cup of coffee and talking about their feelings is what happens a lot. They are really good. I think that probably they're the kind of thing that once you wrap them up in a graphic novel that's like six issues or whatever, it's a nice story read and it's enjoyable. I actually liked this one. It was essentially She-Hulk and Hulk getting a chance to kind of hang out and bond a little bit, have some cousin time, even though Hulk doesn't actually acknowledge, you know, that Banner really exists, so he doesn't want to admit he's anybody's cousin, but such is the way. And so, and then, I don't know if you've, the Patsy Walker they were texting at the end.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's Hellcat. That's essentially She-Hulk's best friend. Okay. She's been in a lot of the comics, the She-Hulk comics, back before you started reading with me. So you'll see some of her soon, I'm sure. What else you got for us?
Nothing.
Nothing?
That's it.
All right, I also read Timeless. Like I said, that's one of those future hopping type of books. It's actually really good. I liked the art by Joan Cabal. I think that it was a great looking book. It had some cool pages. But again, it's kind of outside of normal continuity, unless you're interested in that sort of futuristic sort of possible future of the Marvel Universe type of book. You don't really need this one to keep up on continuity. And then I also, of course, went through a number of the X-Men books, and they're kind of crazy these days, but things are starting to wind down. What's going to happen, essentially, I think, is sometime in the next few months, from what we've been seeing over the summer, they're going to basically reboot, and we're going to end this Krakoan era. And that's, I think, when I'm going to have you maybe start reading X-Men with me. Because in theory, they're going to shut down this massive, like, five-plus-year run of storytelling and start out with a more simplified X-Men environment.
Okay.
Which will then, over the next 5 or 6 years, turn once again into this ridiculously convoluted thing that only...
How do they keep restarting?
They have to restart.
But, like, how do they... What do they do?
I'm not sure, but they'll find some way to just sort of pull it all back. You know, in the past, they've had, like, Wanda just get rid of all the mutants. Or they've had Krakoa pop up and start doing crazy stuff. There's something that can reset sort of the status quo. Okay. We're getting another one of those this spring. So we'll see how that goes. So what was your favorite book of the week?
I would say I liked... Carnage the best, probably.
Carnage was the book of the week. All right. So, Carnage is written by, actually, Torn Grunbeck, who's done a lot of good stuff on Thor and the like. Is it Red Sonja? I think she's done some of. And then penciled by Per Perez. So, well done by them. That was good stuff. At least you think it's good stuff. So, mm-hmm, that's good enough for me.
Because it is.
And then for me, I think that I really am enjoying the Avengers Incorporated books. I think they are just weird and quirky and interesting. And I like detective stuff anyways. I'm a big kind of like mystery fan and that sort of stuff. And they brought in Moon Knight this week. So, I mean, obviously, I'm going to be a fan of that. So, Avengers Inc. is my book of the week. I did also really like a couple of the other ones. I think that, you know, the She-Hulk book, while it was a little bit short, was really good. The Black Panther book looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And even though it confuses me, I think it's still interesting stuff going on in there. But yeah, Avengers Inc. by Ewing and Kirk is my pick for the week. I thought they're really making something cool here, and I'm enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try something else new.
Yeah.
Panel of the week. What's your panel of the week?
I actually have one from She-Hulk. It's on page 10, and it's when they, like, land in the pasture of cows and the sun is setting, and I just think the way they did the sun rays is really cool, because it actually looks like it's shining on them.
Two of them kind of hanging out there, just sort of watching the sun.
Yep. Yeah.
No, that's very cool. So, and that would be by Genele, and then I would assume, who's our D. Kunif? Is the color artist on this one. So Andres Genele and D. Kunif are our artists on that. And it was a beautifully sort of painted book. The colors on this are really nice. But yeah, that panel you're talking about is especially cool. I also find it interesting that the colors of She-Hulk and Hulk are different.
Her skin is like a lighter green than his.
She's like almost a lime green and he's more of an olive green kind of thing. But, yeah, very cool page. For me, my favorite is also out of Avengers Inc. There's a two-page sort of setup where they go and visit Moon Knight at the Midnight Mansion. And what's essentially going on, they go to Moon Knight and they're accusing him of killing Oddball, because Moon Knight has regularly thrown Oddball off roofs and done this sort of thing in the past. And they accuse him. And he says, I wouldn't have done that. I've got all sorts of ways to kill him or hurt him if I want. Why would I shoot him? And they said, maybe if you did it that way, nobody would know it was you. And he says, true. But if I did it that way, nobody would know it was me. Which is It was absolutely perfect Moon Knight. So I think that was just fantastic. Really well done. Writer on that's Al Ewing, who's done all sorts of fantastic stuff. And then Leonard Kirk was the artist, who his timing on it in the actual panels was absolutely perfect comedic timing. So really well done by those guys. That would be my panel of the week. So other than that, I think that's really all we had for this week. Fun week of comics. I think that there's still a lot of stuff going on out there. They dumped all of Gang War last week.
It was like 19 books.
I think that's why we didn't do one last week. Partly as Sienna was just taken aback by how much Gang War there was to read.
I fainted.
But so that is a retro bingeable. If you were interested in reading the Gang War, it's all out there and finished up last week. And there's a ton of books from last week to read.
It doesn't matter. Oh.
Well, that's it for this week, I think. Sienna, want to take us out and let folks know where to find us?
Yep. We'll see you next week for another look at what's new in the world of Marvel Unlimited. And we'd love to hear from you as always. So you can email us at unlimitedanswers@comicsovertime.com, or you can find us on Instagram or Blue Sky at Comics Over Time. And make sure to subscribe now in order to get our weekly look at what is new on the Marvel Unlimited app. You can find us anywhere fine podcasts are available, including iTunes, Google, Amazon, Spotify, and our hosting platform, Podbean.
And soon at C2E2. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.